Today we're making a tape dust percussion layer flip in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to give your breakbeats that VHS rave, old-school jungle color without killing the punch. If you're new to this, don't worry. This is a very practical workflow. We're not building some super complicated sound design monster. We're just taking a clean break, adding a second dusty percussion layer on top, then flipping that layer so it changes feel in the second half of the phrase. That little move can make a loop feel way more alive. Think of it like this. Your main break is the engine, and your tape dust layer is the shadow that moves around it. It shouldn't replace the break. It should answer it, support it, and add that worn tape texture that makes jungle and old-school D&B feel so alive. First, start with your main breakbeat foundation. Load a break on its own audio track. A classic Amen, Think break, or any dusty funk break works great. If your loop is long, trim it to 1 bar or 2 bars so it stays tight. For this kind of music, a tempo around 160 to 175 BPM is a good zone. Set warp mode to beats if you're using an audio loop, because we want the rhythm to stay solid. Keep the main break pretty clean for now. Resist the urge to overprocess it. The dust layer is going to bring the character, so let the break do what it does best. Punch, swing, and drive the rhythm. Now create a second audio track and name it Tape Dust. This is where we build the texture layer. You can use tiny percussion hits, snare tails, hat fragments, rim shots, little bits from the original break, or even noise-like samples from a pack. The key idea is to keep it small, light, and dusty. You are not making a second full drum loop. You are making a shadow layer. A good beginner move is to duplicate a few short slices from the original break and place them on the grid with spaces between them. You can also grab a few random percussion one-shots and arrange them in a simple pattern. Leave room between hits so the layer breathes. If it gets too busy, it starts fighting the main groove instead of supporting it. Once you've got a basic pattern, put some stock Ableton devices on that tape dust track. Start with EQ8. High pass the layer somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz so the low end gets out of the way. This is important. You want the dust in the upper mids and highs, not cluttering the sub or low mid area. After EQ, add drum boss or saturator. With drum boss, keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%, and keep the crunch light. If you use saturator, turn soft clip on and add just a few dB of drive. The goal is to warm the layer up and give it some grit, not destroy the transients. If you want more lo-fi texture, you can add redux too, but go easy. A little downsampling or bit reduction goes a long way. This is one of those cases where less is usually more. You want the listener to feel the dust, not hear an obvious spit crush effect taking over the whole beat. Now let's shape the layer so it feels like it came off a worn VHS tape. Add auto filter next. You can use a low pass or band pass filter and keep the cutoff somewhere in the 3 to 8 kHz range, depending on how bright your source is. A little resonance is fine, but don't overdo it. You're aiming for worn, smeared, and moving, not squealy or fake. If you want a little extra motion, put on chorus ensemble or face or flanger very subtly. Keep the depth small. The effect should feel like tape drift, not like a big synth wash. You can also add echo with a short delay time like 1/16 or 1/8, low feedback, and very low dry/wet. Just a little smear can make the layer feel like it's bouncing through old hardware. A nice teacher tip here: if the dust layer sounds too clean, the answer is usually not to add more effects. It's often to make the source simpler and smaller. Use short hits, remove low end, and let the processing be subtle. Tiny sounds respond really well to subtle processing. Now for the fun part, the flip. Duplicate your tape dust clip so you have two versions of it. One version will be your first half, and the second version will be the flipped response. There are a few beginner-friendly ways to do this. You can reverse a few tiny slices. You can move a couple of hits to different grid positions. You can mute one or two hits and replace them with quieter ghost notes. You can even nudge one hit slightly early or late to make the groove feel looser. What you're creating is a call and response inside the percussion layer. The first version establishes the idea, and the flipped version says, "Okay, now watch this." That little shift is a huge part of classic jungle energy. For example, your first 2 bars might have sparse dust hits on the offbeats, and then the second 2 bars could bring in reversed slices and a slightly different accent pattern. You might also add a tiny fill on the last half bar before the phrase loops back. That helps the listener feel that arrangement turning over naturally. In Ableton, you can do this right in clip view. Split the clip at the bar line, reverse selected audio, move clips with the grid, and adjust clip gain if you want the flipped version to sit a little softer or louder than the original. The important thing is to keep the two versions related. If the flip becomes totally random, it stops feeling like a variation and starts feeling like a different beat. Now make sure the dust layer is locking in with the break. This is a really important part. The tape dust should support the groove, not float above it. Listen for the kick and snare positions in both layers. If the main snare is already strong, don't stack too many dust hits directly on top of it unless you really want that accent. Usually it works better to place dust hits in the gaps between the main drum anchors. Let the dust answer the break. Don't make it copy the break exactly. If your break has swing, let the dust layer share that feel. You don't want to force everything perfectly onto the grid if the break itself is a little loose. That push-pull is part of the style. You can also use groove pull lightly. Apply a swing groove to the dust layer only, and keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 25% strength. That can help the layer feel human without messing up the main break. Next, let's glue the drums together. Group the break and tape dust tracks into a drum group. On that group, add glue compressor, maybe a small EQ move and optionally a touch of drum bus. Keep the compression light. We want glue, not flattening. A good starting point for glue compressor is a 2-to-1 ratio, a medium attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. You only want about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to make thin elements feel like a single kit without squeezing the life out of them. If the dust layer makes the top end harsh, use a Q8 on the drum bus and make a small cut somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. And remember, keep an eye on your headroom. Don't let the drums clip your master. Save space for your bass and sub later. Now let's think arrangement. This is where the flip really starts to earn its keep. In a typical jungle or DNB arrangement, you might have a filtered intro, then a build, then the full drop, then a switch up, and then an outro. The tape dust layer can help define each of those sections. In the intro, bring the dust in quietly under the break. In the build, make it a little more active. In the drop, let the full break and flipped dust layer hit together. Then for the switch up, remove a hit or reverse part of the dust pattern for a few bars to keep the energy moving. For the outro, strip it back so the DJ-friendly transition feels smooth. A really effective trick is to use the flipped layer right before a bigger event, like a bass change or a drop. That little change in percussion can signal to the listener that something is about to happen, even before the bass makes its move. Now automate a few small things to bring the VHS rave color to life. Don't go crazy with huge effect sweeps. In this style, small rhythmic changes often work better than dramatic ones. Good automation targets are auto filter cutoff, echo dry slash wet, saturator drive, and maybe utility width. Open the filter a little before the drop. Push saturation up a tiny amount in the final bar of a phrase. Add a quick echo throw on the last dust hit before a section change. These tiny moves can make the loop feel much more alive. A big beginner mistake is making the dust layer too random. Randomness can sound cool once, but if it doesn't repeat well, it won't work in an arrangement. You want a pattern that feels intentional and can loop for 8 or 16 bars without getting annoying. Another common mistake is letting the dust layer steal the snare's spotlight. In jungle, the snare is often the identity of the groove. If your dusty layer is masking it, pull the dust back, high pass more, lower the volume, or move the hits out of the way. Here's a strong little practice exercise. Load a break at 170 BPM. Build a second track with 4 to 8 short percussion hits. High pass it, add some light saturation. Make a 2-bar pattern with space between hits. Duplicate it, then flip the second bar by reversing 1 to 3 slices or moving them around. Add one simple filter automation move across the 2 bars. Then group the drums and compress slightly. Loop it for 8 bars and listen to whether the second bar feels like a variation of the first. That's the whole point. The flip should feel like the beat is evolving, not like you swapped in a brand new loop. If you want to push this further, try making 3 versions instead of 2. Make 1 sparse version, 1 flipped version, and 1 fill version. Then use them across the arrangement to create progression. You can also shift one hit slightly late on purpose, or let one layer repeat every 2 bars, while the main break repeats every 1 bar. Those little mismatches can create a really nice evolving jungle feel. So to recap, start with a solid break, build a separate tape dust layer, keep it thin and filtered, flip it with small edits, and use it to create fills, tension, and phrase movement. Group the drums, glue them lightly, and automate a few small changes to keep the groove breathing. If you do this right, you'll end up with that worn, VHS rave, old school jungle energy, but still with modern punch and control. And that's a seriously useful sound to have in your toolbox.